Mr. Armstrong, explain me, please. What is it your profession? It's so high pay.
Dying. You see, every time I take a job, I expect to die.
Welcome to Second Class Cinema, the show where we watch a B-movie and immediately discuss. I'm Tom. I'm here with Brittany.
Hi.
Eric.
Yo.
And Greg.
Hey.
Right. We haven't done this in a real long time.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a really long time.
Yeah.
How many years has it been?
Since the last time we recorded one.
It's got to be at least five, right?
5 years.
Oh, my God.
5 years. And it's the same exact crew we did 5 years ago, too. Which we also never posted.
Shit don't change.
Yeah.
Yeah. We say from a completely different location with like completely different lives.
Looking significantly older.
Yeah.
I'm very fat. Peak fatness.
Not fun. Not fun. But yeah. So I guess we're recording. So I guess we're back at least for this one.
We're back for at least 30 minutes.
Yeah. For this one. And
we have no plans.
No.
We just do.
Yeah. I like it though. I hope it comes back because I went my whole life for this.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll dive into what we watched then, right? Can we
Absolutely.
Do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. For sure.
So we watched the movie Armstrong from 1998, and we watched it because I found it in a pile of movies that used to be my dad's movies. And as I'm, you know, going through all this stuff, we were going through all of our movies just to see like what we wanted to keep and get rid of. And then I just come across this. I don't even know it was in my possession. I look at it and immediately I was like, all right, we got to get the guys together. We got to ring the bells.
Call the guys up.
This is an omen.
Yeah, this is good.
It's
and
meant to be.
And that's why we watched it.
Yeah. Today, Tom was like, we didn't even watch this yet. He like picked up the DVD, looked at the cover and he was like, I already have so much to say about this.
Wow, I hope I can live up to it. I hope I can live up to it. So that's why. And so, Eric, I'm going to just immediately dump on you.
Why me?
As the resident best at this.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's easily the best at this.
I don't know who nominated me for that, but that sounds wrong.
No, I think you earned it more than anything. You earned the nod.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you can indulge us.
So the plot for this movie... I mean, we talked through a good 20 minutes of it, so I think I missed most of the important plot points.
But
best I can tell, there's some plot involving black market trading of nuclear missiles involving both the Russian and the American mafia, which was maybe one of the most confusing plot points I've ever experienced in my life.
Yeah.
And our main character, Rod Armstrong, I believe he's living in Russia, right? He's living in Russia and he's like doing this weird tryout to be like Russian security forces for like the government or something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Train their guys to be as sick as he is.
And one of his CIA buddies from back when he was working for the CIA was played by Charles Napier. I believe his name is Bob.
Yeah.
Not
I
recall
that.
His last name, but he looks like a Bob.
He does.
Definitely.
He's in Moscow for mysterious purposes, doing some shady spy shit, possibly involved with this nuclear arms trade. Maybe he's corrupt. I'm not sure. It seemed like he might be corrupt based off some of the dialogue that we
He seemed like a nice guy to me. I don't know.
He was awfully sweaty.
He was very sweaty.
An honest man does not sweat like that.
Every single shot.
And I'm very dishonest.
Yeah, dude.
Glistening.
He was so sweaty.
Uncomfortably, horribly
like,
sweaty.
Someone dab this man, please.
Yeah, that was not good.
But at some point, the Russian mafia are aware of Charles Napier's presence and they want something that he has, a tape or something.
That's right.
And I forgot
so about the tape.
So much uncertainty.
It got brought up. Did we ever?
We never saw the tape.
It was like a MacGuffin that disappeared from the movie.
Yeah.
It was very weird.
That's what I thought everyone was after the whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah. Maybe they were like nuclear launch codes or something.
Unless the wife just made up. Oh, no. Because he told Armstrong
told
about the tape.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, maybe the wife just made it up as like a hoax for a ponytail.
I remember him trying to hide it.
He was trying to hide it.
He was trying to hide it in like multiple suits.
Yeah.
It wouldn't fit, so he put it in the VCR.
But the Russian mafia find him in his little apartment. They shred him, as we have discussed.
His little apartment. That's insulting. Dude. His little tiny piece of shit rat hole.
Garbage shithole.
The dump he lives in, dude.
But the Russian mafia immediately 86 him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Close, dude.
Yeah,
and
dude.
His wife makes a very, very daring escape.
Yeah. Sick one, dude.
And she eventually gets captured after like 5 attempts by the very incompetent Russian mafia.
Yeah.
And then it's like Armstrong's job to save her for reasons I don't quite understand.
Yeah.
But he is the handsome man that's in charge, so he's got to do it.
I mean, they named the movie after him.
Yeah. Half of that statement is true.
Yeah.
He looks like 8 different handsome men, but he's not quite handsome on his own right.
Yeah.
In like my 7 notes, under questions, guys. I just put, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
that's fair. Yeah. That's fair. And I don't think that's the important part of this movie.
That's not even a question.
Because
either.
First I got all caught up in this tape conspiracy.
Same.
And then they like never mention it again, seemingly.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden Ponytail is like trying to assassinate the president.
That's is he the president?
I don't know.
I don't. I mean,
the president was that the John?
I asked you guys like 3 times.
Was that the guy I was calling John Goodman the whole time? That guy?
I definitely called him the president, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I don't know who the president was.
I honestly could not possibly care less. But
oh,
right, I know what you mean, though.
You know?
Yeah, this struck me as the kind of movie where the plot's not important.
Honestly, I was very impressed by your breakdown. I was like, holy smokes, dude.
Yeah, we just
I got this movie.
I was like, oh, you have it together. And then you got to a point and you were like, I'm not really sure. Yeah. I was like, oh, good, me either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I looked at this from a particular angle. When you pulled out the movie, I was like, okay, this could be one of two things. This could be an amazing second class classic.
Yeah.
Or I was expecting it could also be like a really dry Tom Clancy style Cold War thriller. Because it did say like Cold War on the cover.
Yes,
and I was like, I distinctly remember there was a time I was like, I was homesick from work. I was like, I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to watch some movies. I was like, oh, Patriot Games is on.
Oh,
and
no.
That I was like, Sean Bean's pretty cool. And it was I don't even know how you can justify calling that movie an action movie because it was the most boring thing I've ever watched in my life.
Just a bunch of people talking.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Armstrong was the exact opposite of that movie. Like the exact polar opposite. The plot, dumb as hell, doesn't make any sense. The acting, mediocre. But
the action
surprisingly
dude.
Good.
Yeah.
And you know why? Directed by Menahem Golan of Canon Films.
That is
right.
Go, dude. The special touch himself.
Yeah. Working under a production company called New Image.
New Image.
Like new metal.
Yeah. Like
new.
And honestly, that was a huge selling point when I was looking at the DVD cover.
Soundtrack by Korn.
Honestly.
Honestly, that would fucking slap.
Honestly, I think the DVD menu was Korn. I don't know. Maybe.
The WWF entrance music. That was. that was good stuff.
God,
dude.
That was so funny. Yeah. That was excellent.
That was excellent music.
Honestly, the movie looked great. I would love to know the budget because it didn't look low budget.
It didn't.
No. And I think that has something to do with the director because he had probably a lot of experience stretching a penny working for Canon Films.
Oh,
so I have a feeling they probably didn't have much of a budget, but he knew how to use it in a way that looked effective.
Yeah. I think that's definitely a product of like Hollywood machine type filmmaking.
Definitely.
And getting to a critical mass of being able to just produce.
Right.
Vaguely quality looking, passable stuff that people are gonna watch.
Pump into those movie stores, dude.
People are gonna watch and maybe enjoy.
Right.
I think so. I think anyone that rented this movie while it was contemporary probably was pretty happy with their experience.
I would agree with that.
Definitely.
Like picking this up at the video store and watching this.
The sort of person that self-selects to buy Armstrong is gonna like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Okay, you clowns, cut the crap.
Sorry, I'm just reading the IMDb trivia page on this.
Oh, is there good ones?
hit me with something good.
So Golan plays the president of Russia.
Oh, there was a president.
Okay. All right, that tracks.
And then it says connections, references, Dunstan checks in.
Get out of here.
Oh, that's weird.
Did we miss that?
Yes. I loved Dunstan checks in. I would have caught that, dude.
On the unaired episode. That's what we talked about before we
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Before
that's
we
right.
ended the episode. We have like recordings of us talking about Dunstan checks
in. That's right.
That's really weird.
Because we're doing peewee things.
That's 5 years ago.
Strange.
That's weird.
Oh, what the hell is this? I guess we're
officially weird, right? In the successes portion of this podcast.
What?
But I guess we're officially in the successes portion of this podcast.
Yeah, we segued like professionals and like we know what we're doing, and I was just going to let it roll, but
oh, okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
I was feeling a little at sea here.
No, yeah.
Unstructured.
It's true. I was going to say, well, now that we're on successes, what else would we like to contribute as positive features of the movie?
Well, great. You just cut me out saying that, and then you just said it.
No, I'm going to keep it in.
Nothing hits the floor here.
Yeah, this whole thing is running. Every silent bit.
I feel like they pulled no punches, like, action-wise.
Yeah.
Everything got shot they went up, for it. Smashed up, flipped over, crushed, blown out.
And it was very,
starched.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very, cold. It wasn't, like Hollywood, theatrics. It was I felt it super brutal and super real, and
yeah,
you know,
not just a bunch of clever cuts.
Yes Like when Ponytail shoots Napier, that was right to his head. I forget what he said before that. He gave a little
he was looking for this.
His
gun or
looking for this, puts the gun right in his face and pops him in the head. Dude, we were all like, what? Whoa.
Yeah,
he was a main character up to that point. He just gets point blank blast in the face, and then shot 3 or 4 more times on the ground.
Yeah, because the guy got annoyed because he got blood all over his shirt. His
yes.
Shitty ass shirt.
His shitty
Whose
shirt.
Whose fault
dude.
Is that?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Idiot.
And the success, I would say for sure, is the stunt work. I felt every time there was a fight, every time there was any sort of a stunt, it was stuntmen doing stunts, getting thrown through glass, falling on top of vans out of second story windows, and legit, what was her name? Susan.
Yeah.
Had one of the best. The little street.
The chasing.
Yeah. So it was very high on the action success.
Yeah.
For sure.
Specifically that chase scene and everything they pulled off was just awesome.
Crazy.
And for we actually, when it was over, we went back and we tracked it. It was
10 minute
chase scene of her escaping this apartment,
jumping
running
on
off through the roof and then jumping down and then through traffic and then flipping over cars.
Rolling around
running
traffic.
Down a road.
Yeah.
Car
then getting an abandoned brick building.
Running through a mall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Kicks a guy through a glass window.
Yeah. Lot of broken glass.
Lots
I like
broken glass.
I'm a fan of broken glass, dude.
We're like, holy shit, how much time just passed?
Yeah.
And then we checked and we were like, oh my God, we're 43 minutes into this movie and it is clipped.
When we checked, we couldn't believe.
Which is definitely a strength. Joe Lara, the guy that played Ponytail, was really good. He was a good
villain. He was sick. A believable villain that you wanted to reach into the screen and choke.
He's actually referred to in the movie as Ponytail.
Yeah,
we're
he's
not
literally
just, being assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he signed a little threatening note with it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Referred to himself as Ponytail.
I'm gonna kill you. Love Ponytail.
In fairness, if you don't know that guy's name and he signs it Ponytail, you immediately know who that person is.
Oh, you know exactly.
Yeah, right.
But he was a very, he felt kind of like a realistic bad guy, if that makes sense.
He did. He was a little unhinged.
He was a little unhinged. Mm. He didn't waste time when he didn't need to.
Yep.
When he killed Charles Napier, he just pulled the trigger.
He right needed there. It to happen.
Very, very Hans Gruber of him.
Yeah.
He doesn't waste time when there's no time to waste.
Mm.
But definitely. he'll play with his victims a little bit when he has room to work with it.
Yeah, he is a little depraved in that way.
He is. Yeah, because he played quite the game with Susan a bit.
He was doing his solo game of good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, right.
I have a negative thing to say.
About him?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, don't you dare. No, just kidding.
About Armstrong?
Oh, we don't. No. Why? What's wrong with Armstrong?
He has zero charisma.
Yeah, he's pretty weak in
that
department.
He was so boring. I feel like I forgot he was the main character when we were following Susan, and then we went back to him, and
that's
feel
right.
like the back half of the movie substantially suffered for centering him.
I was really hoping the rest of the movie was just going to follow her and her, her action exploits.
Same.
Dude. Yeah, or equally give them screen time, not just keep making her the damsel.
Yeah. Yeah. When she continues to prove that she's probably the baddest ass in the whole
movie. Yeah, she escaped those guys 6 times.
Yeah. And then Napier said she's the only person that's ever escaped the
SEAL training.
Yeah, the training that he set up. So she was easily the baddest ass in the movie.
Yeah, he was not worried about leaving her alone in Russia at all.
No, dude.
When he was about to peace out.
Definitely, dude.
So she was pretty badass.
Yeah. But Armstrong sucks.
No.
Yeah. The movie is good around him and he's just there.
Yeah.
Why was it why was it around? Like, why was he like yeah, the why song of the this guy? Movie? Why was everything orbiting around Armstrong?
Yeah.
Like, why I don't did it, know.
And yeah, Susan should have been the main character. Even as
they gave him no story also.
Yeah, he was just
like,
there.
He's just
to
here
fill,
to do this. Yeah. No reason to really like
yeah,
real. Identify
and
or commiserate with him.
And Susan had like every reason to like they killed her father in cold blood and she had all these reasons to like
was her husband, dude.
Yeah, her husband. Napier
like
was her husband.
Yes.
Oh, that's fucked, dude. I thought it was their dad, dude.
Shuttling her sweaty dad.
Holy smokes, dude. Yeah. What the heck?
He's like four times her age.
Oh, that's a nightmare,
yeah,
dude. Because one of the successes I forgot to bring up was Susan in the shower, dude. Because
well, that's what I was going to rewind to a little bit.
She
ago.
Was a beauty. And now that I'm just blown away that she was with Charles Napier, I thought that was a,
such a beast.
Yeah, I thought that was her dad. But well, that yeah.
Her
so
dad?
they killed her husband.
I bet they got that question all the time.
Yeah, he killed her. They killed her husband in cold blood, dude. She should have been the focus of this movie. She had all the revenge to get, and the I feel like the mafia gave her the ponytail, and his crew gave her like the worst of the worst.
Oh yeah,
and like she. Continued to beat the shit out of them and like get out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So like Armstrong, dude, he was just a ghoul in the way.
Like if anything, like the rivalry, I guess, between Armstrong and Ponytail almost felt manufactured by the end of the movie.
It did. It was like
how often have these two even really?
Yeah,
interacted?
Yeah.
Yeah, like he killed your friend, but.
Right.
Who cares?
Yeah, right.
It didn't seem like you liked him very much.
I know.
Yeah.
You're definitely gonna fuck his wife.
Like how yeah. How friendly are you? I don't know.
How good of a friend can
yeah.
you be?
Who has forgotten about your existence?
For real though.
Are you the best kind of friend or yeah. the worst kind of friend?
Oh dude, I can't believe that was her husband.
Yeah.
The whole time I was like, dude, I can't believe they just killed her dad like that. That's what I thought. I was like extra savage. I was like, oh my god, dude, just fucking they just tossed the guy for toss him for a ride, dude.
Another thing I didn't like was Ponytail's death. I feel like
yeah,
like I know he came back. He got stabbed once and then like quickly died, and
we were
all
very
like,
upset.
Boo.
Yeah,
and then he like woke up, wrenched the knife out, and they fought for a little while. But I feel like it was still lackluster.
Yeah, I feel like. There's a certain, like I said, there's a certain lack of like true good guy, bad guy chemistry between the two of them. Mm-hmm. It's really felt like that fight would have been very satisfactory if Susan was doing the fight.
Yeah, dude.
Definitely.
But because it's Armstrong and Ponytail, like,
and they make him like such an annoying bad guy.
Yeah.
That you really want to see him like get got.
Seriously. Right.
And he just kind of gets like, he doesn't even get thrown out of a second story anything.
No,
he just gets pushed through a glass window and falls down. About 4 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a flight.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. But, you know, he's got the leg bent backwards. So
he does have the leg bent. You know, he's dead.
It was a death fall.
Right. Yeah, yeah. We know it was definitely far enough to die.
The only person that survives a fall like that is Billy Blanks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's, William
I got
Blanks,
the callbacks
dude.
Right here. You know, it's only been 17 years since we watched that movie, and I have a mental image burned into my head.
Wow.
Billy Blanks with his leg bent backwards in Expect No Mercy.
And he lived on.
He lived.
That's
to this
that's
day,
actually,
Billy Blanks is still alive.
That's actually messed up. It's messed up. All right. So, any other negatives since we've transitioned, or any other positives we want to discuss before we move on?
I actually had one more positive success that I forgot to mention.
Okay.
The lady that was playing the piano in that scene was actually playing the piano.
Yeah.
And you never see that ever. And she was playing the piano and it was dope. And I was like, wow. They went, you know? Nobody's even know this movie exists, but they made sure they got a lady that could play the piano for real, dude.
So wait, do they usually like dub in a track?
Usually
fake it.
Yeah, yeah, usually don't see their hands and they kind of, oh, we're playing. Or even if you do see their hands, you know, it's never like, you can always tell.
Yeah, yeah.
But she was like,
no, she was
wow, dude, she was really playing that thing.
I also want to,
I like that.
I want to talk about the post shower situation again.
Yeah.
Just really quick because, no, I just want to bring it back up because,
I mean, the shower situation was pretty fun.
I need
Tom's only talking about the post shower situation. Oh,
yes, okay. The post shower.
It's not that grimy.
How but she not. Runs around Russia in like a flimsy wet shirt.
Yes.
Still kicks everyone's ass.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so she, you know, she gets her shower interrupted by these guys. And I mean, you never see this in movies, but you saw the whole situation.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And, you know, these guys come in to, you know, rough up her day. So she just throws her shirt on.
That's
and then
point,
you can
yeah.
see through the shirt for the entire chase scene.
Yeah.
I just thought that was a Nice touch.
I just wanted to say that was cool. And that's a good point.
For continuity purposes.
Yeah. You never actually see the whole situation. You're right. You see, like, they kick in the front door and the person's already running, but, like, you got to see the panic of somebody, like, taking a shower when people, like, invade her home.
Yes.
So I was like, wow, that was, like, kind of real and intense.
Yeah.
And that's all she had, dude. She was, like, still sopping wet.
She's soaking wet.
Yeah. Just threw whatever she had on and booked.
And that, it was cool.
It was neat. It was neat. I just don't see it. That's when she jumped out the window as well, right?
Like, yeah, it was right before she, because she got busted at that point, and then she had to use a chair.
To break out the window and take a run on the roof.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, where she did a little Jackie Chan thing from the pole where she's like, if anybody's ever seen a Rush Hour and they're on the bamboo, she did like one of those little maneuvers and like jumped on this pole and it like swung her down. Yeah, it was really spectacular. It was a stuntman doing the whole thing.
Yeah, it was good.
We didn't call the stunt with the dueling machine guns.
Oh, Frank Zagalino's son.
Yeah, yeah.
Who just looks like Steve Irwin.
Yeah, yeah. Armstrong's double shooting this car with these two AK-47s, and the car does a little side barrel roll, and Armstrong is like, he's gained like 40 pounds, and he's like 70.
Oh my God.
And it's like clearly a stuntman.
Who's the guy who played Dollman?
He kind of looked
Tim Thomerson. Yeah, he kind of looked like Tim Thomerson.
He had that same fuzzy hair. Like
he did.
Didn't we notice another bad?
Yeah, there was
stunt double four. Was it Susan?
Susan's was like glaringly obvious. Yeah. At one point.
Yeah, it's just so funny that they'd put like somebody who is much older and much more frail in harm's way over Armstrong, who can obviously handle it.
Yeah. I thought that was an odd choice.
Armstrong,
dude.
All right. So after we're done with the successes and failures, we move on to favorite parts.
That's right, dude.
Would we like to throw any favorite parts out there that we kind of haven't already talked about through the successes?
I was gonna say Susan's chase scene is my ultimate favorite part.
That's mine too. That's got to be on everyone's list.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Man, all the wide shots of the cronies running down the street. They were running so fast. Dude. And it just looked so sick. The camera was like following them down the street and they were taking this huge strides.
Mob of people.
Yeah. And then it's like, yeah, just mobs of people like haul assing through the street and the cinematography following them. It was just so intense.
Cars just smashing into each other so much, repeatedly.
Unbelievably fun.
Yeah. It was a 10-minute scene at about the 40-minute mark. So at that point, that moment comprised of 25% of the movie.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. It was just like, wow, this movie is ripping.
So good.
Like, I don't think I've ever seen a foot chase go on for that long in a film ever. Like, I'm surprised I haven't seen that in a movie of a higher pedigree, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Why aren't we talking about, oh, dude, that was just like blah, blah, blah movie from 1988. Like, why is...
Honestly,
why
is it was
only
like,
Armstrong?
If Run Lola Run was like 10 minutes long.
Right.
And it's like stealing the show, obviously. It's like the one thing we keep going back to about how cool it was. Even though like Armstrong's action sequences were cool, like all the shootouts were cool, but like.
Yeah, they were cool.
He just didn't.
I mean, he like dual wielded some AKs, which was like, you know, like a ton of fun to
see.
Yeah. You know, that's what you want to see. That's why we hit play.
Yeah.
I only had one other favorite part.
What do you got?
The fiddle player and the bear.
Oh.
In the middle of the street.
Dude. I love that.
There was like a guy playing music for money and he had like a bear with like a muzzle on.
Yeah, that's right.
So weird.
Yes.
But pretty sick, honestly.
It was sick, dude.
Sad but sick.
Sad but sick, dude.
I have a favorite part I'm going to throw out, and you know, it's a kind of an overall thing, but also has a specific thing. It's the slow motion in the movie.
Oh, dude.
Where it was good. I think we got a few car flips and we got that moment where they were like just the bad guys, Ponytail and his goons were kind of just unloading their guns in the apartment and everything. And what they did was, and we called it out at the time, which was a ton of fun, is the slow motion picture, but then the normal speed audio of somebody saying the line that they said.
It looked
ADR.
So sick, though.
I really, there's something about watching that happen where you're like, this, I know this isn't
success.
Really happening.
Yeah,
I know
yeah.
This isn't real.
Right.
And it's kind of like off putting.
Yeah.
But something about it is very engaging.
It's cool. Yeah.
They could have done more slow mo. Honestly,
yeah.
I feel like there
they
was more.
Filled this movie with slow motion.
There was more to be had.
We should have been slow motion.
It already could have lost like 15 minutes, to be honest.
Yeah.
I would have taken if it 5 minutes longer if I saw more stuff in slow motion that we had already seen, like things that were already in there that they just slowed down.
Right, right.
They added 5 more minutes of that. I think that would have been cool. That and the you know, the DVD menu.
Oh my God. That's one of the better.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's a better DVD menu. What's the what's that martial arts movie that has the quiz?
Breathing Fire.
Breathing Fire had the quiz. Best one. Because how often do you get a nice quiz to go along with your movie?
That's right, Jim.
But
nightly news.
Armstrong is a close second.
It's I mean, all of the trailers that we saw leading up well, we skipped the trailers in the beginning because we thought we were gonna get something spoiled from the movie we were watching.
Yeah,
that's
so
right. Yeah.
So we watched the entire movie
because it was a different movie that had our two main actors,
yeah.
Ponytail and Armstrong,
doing
both
all
of them
exact
and like
same
the
things.
Yeah, the yeah. same things. Like this one trying to stop this one from like detonating a nuke. Ponytail is yeah. the bad guy. Armstrong's the good guy. What was the name of that movie?
Cold
U.S. Seals.
U.S. Seals.
Wait,
no, it was it no, was there... Cold Harvest. Cold,
no, the, that was Harvest Gary, Gary Daniels. Daniels.
That's right, dude.
I forget what the
U.S. Seals.
It was like one word. Warhead.
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 That's right.
Warhead. Yes.
And we were like,
good
shit.
Call.
That's the same guys that are in this movie. Yeah. Do not watch this.
Yeah.
Right.
And Warhead looked incredible. Warhead looked better than this.
It
but
did.
Then, but then when we got through half of this movie and it had no jet skis, I was like, I don't think it's the same.
Yeah.
Movie.
Right.
Yeah, dude. Jet skis and ice hockey. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Just wow.
No kidding, dude.
And you know, I wonder. We've been doing this a long time. Yeah. Where has this been?
Yeah. Seriously, who never told us
about this? Like,
why isn't this
shame on you?
Everywhere.
Well, we knew about the production company, right? And we just never delved into it. That's on us.
I mean, not we knew about the production. I didn't. I never heard of a New Image until today.
No, I was Sam. Aware of, you know, Menahem Golan.
Yes,
and
like Canon Films.
Yes.
But I didn't realize that they were producing films this late into the 90s.
Yeah.
I kind of assumed that they, you know, they packed up shop or they had like a different level of involvement with filmmaking after Canon Films failed.
Yeah.
But as it turns out, they just kept making 1985 action movies
through
after Face Off came out.
Yeah.
And it works.
I think it works better than the 85 version
Absolutely.
Most of the time. Like this movie.
We're definitely going to watch every movie we saw in the trailer.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
And I'm going to watch, honestly, anything that's New Image is now
Fair
worthy
game.
Of my time.
Right.
Yeah. And it's not like, okay, you know, we know who this guy was and it's we've seen other things that he's been a part of and everything, but like no one's talking about New Image. Like,
nobody.
Just that's all I'm saying. Like no one mentioned this in our past.
No.
Yeah.
And like I've been listening.
It was a happy accident.
For real.
Kind of stumbling upon this. Now,
I'm going to say something maybe vaguely controversial. I don't think to anyone in this room. But like, you know, to your point, like this is better than some of the original action movies that they made back then.
Oh, definitely.
Delta Force is a boring piece of shit.
Yeah.
And I resent anyone that recommended that to me. And I wish that those movies were like this, or I wish people would have told us about New Image movies instead, because they've refined the formula to what we want it to be.
Which
is
fun.
Just nothing
yeah,
but
right?
dumb fun shit.
Yeah.
Literally. Yes.
Which Canon Films got right sometimes,
yes.
but other times they did not.
Which is
yes.
why we're like, we have no idea what was happening or why, but man, it was fun to watch.
For real.
In for
so much fun. Entertained throughout, dude.
That's what it comes down to.
Right?
It's that easy.
Just entertain me, dude. That's it, dude.
Just fucking put a smile on my face, dude.
That's all I want, dude.
That's it.
Easy to please, dude.
And honestly, I'm there for you. I put on a movie, dude. I'm like, all right. I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm watching.
Right.
What do you got for me?
The most I can ask from a movie, or at least the least I can ask from a movie, is that it be memorable, right?
Yes.
And
yeah.
like, looking at the episode list from Second Class Cinema, all 100 or so episodes that we did, I'd say like 60 of them, I was like, I have no recollection of ever seeing this movie.
We watched a lot
yeah.
of garbage.
Right. And not like memorable garbage.
Yeah, we
like,
junked it up.
Real bad stuff, just bad stuff, which is the worst you could possibly be.
Yeah, not counting all the stuff we never did episodes on and all the stuff we didn't even watch all of because it was so bad.
Right. Oh my God, yeah.
And the beautiful thing about Armstrong is I already know that I'm going to remember this movie.
Mm,
like, definitely. This is going to be something that's kind of like seared into the back of my skull for the you know, at least another 10 years, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's it. So now we're like shelf-lifing the memory of movies. Like, if I can remember this movie for like 10 years, I think I like
it.
It's
worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I think so. 10 years of memories, I'll
what
tap
happens
it.
Happens when you get old.
That's all you yeah. hold on to. It's like, well, I'll remember it for a while and that'll be nice.
We watched Pearl Violators about 5 years ago.
Dude,
I think
Pearl
I've been
Violators.
5 years on that one.
Yeah. Good call, dude. That was the one the guy was, wasn't he carrying around like a camera and he was like filming?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He beat up like a guy in a convenience store.
Yeah, it was almost like bum fights.
His name was.
It was like a guy carrying a camera around. He was like doing stupid shit on camera and like people like fighting. So.
His name was Miles Long.
Wow. And there was that dude. Holy
Miles
smokes.
Long, Peter.
Miles Long. Miles Long.
And it had that bizarre scene where like the bad guys like put a girl on like a raft in a pool. And like they started.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh,
yeah. So she, like, it was that. Such a weird, strangely low budget movie.
Yeah.
That had like moments of excellence.
I don't believe that this is real.
We should revisit that one sometime if we're gonna keep doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah, because there's a big gap of movies we've watched that we can certainly revisit now.
Yes.
That will be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. It's not like we stopped watching garbage.
Oh, yeah.
We just stopped talking about it.
Yeah.
In public.
Yeah. In microphone form. That makes sense. All right. So, should we rate it?
Yeah. I think so.
Let's rate it. So let's rate it then.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to give it an unfortunate fuck off.
Oh my god, my fucking father.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck yeah!
It's been a while since we've rated anything.
Should we re-explain the scale?
I guess we can re-explain the scale.
Sure.
So I mean, if we really liked this movie, I think we would give this a fuck yeah. If we thought this movie was middling, forgettable, maybe we forget about it in a week instead of 10 years. then it's probably like a fuck off. And then if we remember it for 10 years because we hated it so fucking much and it was really annoying, then we probably give it like a fuck you.
That's right. And then, of course, there's all fucks in between.
Yes.
And then any fuck you
any
like.
Fuck you like, dude.
Freeze it in the form of fuck. I would be explaining this to our guest, but our guest is actually the second class historian. So
this guy knows more about second class cinema than I do.
Yeah. Yeah. We're like, what? We talked about this. What was the, what movie like, was that? And he's like, oh, yeah, that was episode this. It was about this movie. Oh,
yeah,
wow, dude, that's
yeah.
pretty good. That's Mantle, what you sound like too.
I got a kick out of this podcast.
Yeah,
and I always wanted to be on it. And about a decade ago, Tom was like, "Hey, dude, you're gonna join Second Class Cinema," and then we never did anything until right now.
Yeah, that's true. Well, hey, guess what?
Here we are, dude.
Dude, right?
Here we are.
It happened, right? It's gotta be it patient, happened. Dude.
Unsheathed.
Yeah, there you are.
I've been unsheathed,
dude. That's right.
I don't like this at all.
What?
Unsheathed like a sword.
Yeah, that's how it's.
Oh, that it. Makes it better.
Yeah, yeah. I know
easy.
What you do with a sword.
Easy.
What else do you unsheathe, by the way?
Yeah, right.
Some sort of sharp thing, right? You know,
Jon Snow has. You're he unsheathes.
Sheathing sharp stuff. But what are we rating this movie?
I said corn on the cot.
I think you unsheathe.
I mean, if you have a cob holster, yeah, you might unsheathe.
Yeah.
You want know, so one?
You yeah,
you can fill with butter.
Yeah, yeah, you have like a bandolier with butter.
Yes,
a corn holster.
That's
I like. That. I'm gonna give this movie a fuck yes.
Oh, okay, that's okay. One click under a fuck yeah.
Yeah,
because I would definitely recommend it to anyone who likes B action movies if they hadn't seen it yet.
Mm.
I think it's definitely a fun enough time to watch with or without friends.
Mm.
Your choice.
Yeah.
You fucking
I don't
losers.
Need you guys.
If you're excited about Armstrong, you might not have friends. So
but no, I would definitely recommend this to someone of our ilk who likes the same stuff that we do.
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
And I'm kind of sad that it has escaped us for so long, but I am excited about all the new titles we're
yeah,
going
for
to
real.
Do.
That's a good thing, because I feel like shit got a little stale, you know? I wasn't really falling in love with much. I mean, every so often, there'd be like a special thing. You'd be like, oh, that was fun watch. Yeah. You know, that was really good.
Right.
But it was getting fewer and further between. But so now I'm glad we have like this little rift now.
Plus, yeah. The scroll just kills us. Or yeah, if we don't have something scroll. Like we already know we want to see, then we just scroll forever yeah. and then... It's too late to start over if you put on a piece of shit.
The scroll. Yeah, for real.
Greg?
You know what? I'll go fuck yeah, I think.
Whoa, right to the top shelf.
I'm going fuck yeah. Dude. That was like a lot of fun. I thought it was a blast. I had some good laughs. I'm a huge stunt guy. So I was happy to see like a lot of real people doing real stunts.
Always fun.
A lot of glass breaking. A lot of guns and... Awesome action. So I gotta go fuck yeah, I think.
I'd love to count how many cars they destroyed in this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good
one. A lot
one.
Of cars
like
wrecked.
A dozen.
Yeah,
oh, definitely.
Easily.
Definitely.
Probably 24. Because I'm definitely. Just thinking of the line of cars that they ran through during the chase scene where it was just all those parked cars.
Yeah.
I mean, there was at least a dozen there.
Yeah. Oh, and then they torched that like oil rig at the end that he lit the roof on fire.
Oh yeah, that was sick.
So that was probably an expensive
so we didn't even talk about that
expensive toy to blow up. And I forgot to mention the when Napier tripped on the rug and they left it in. So I that went into my fuck yeah, dude. Seeing Napier awesome. Almost eat shit on a rug and then not editing out or having him redo it.
That's good.
One of my favorite parts of our commentary watching this was when Armstrong meets his friend Bob and in Russia, and they give each other like a hello hug. And they're slapping each other on the back. They do it like six That's times. Right. And Tom just yells, "Stop slapping!"
Dude, it was slapping each other, but it was like so hard.
It was too much.
Yeah, but then they like unembraced. Yeah, like, distance, kept... but then they were like still back slapping each other. Slapping. I was like, "What is happening?"
There's so many. It was obnoxious.
So many slaps.
I'm uncomfortable.
Hard slaps, dude.
I'm gonna take it, and I'm gonna.
What are you gonna do to it?
I'm going to be very gentle with it. But I think I'll give it a fuck yes. Oh, I'm not going to give it a fuck yeah.
Sucked.
I'm going to give it a fuck yes.
Make me look a
because,
fucking idiot.
Because I don't want to go to the top shelf, because I do think there are more new Image movies that we might like that's more. Right. And I want to give them some wiggle room. Kind of don't want to go right to the ceiling. But I did really enjoy this, and I think it deserves the fuck yes.
It did have a weaker second half, and that's what kept me from the yeah territory.
Mm-hmm. And there were some dips. I'm sure there are dips in all these movies. We'll just see how deep the valleys go.
True.
But for this one, it got, you know, it was good. It's a fuck yes. I'm not, you know, but I'm just a little bit draggy at times. But other than that, would recommend. Eric.
I'm also going to give that a fuck yes.
Fuck yes.
Pretty much for the exact same reasons you said.
Yep.
I think if this movie had been released without trailers on it, I would have been probably more likely to go, fuck yeah, that was fucking incredible.
Ooh, yeah.
Because now I'm aware of the existence of Warhead, which
getting
looks
greedy.
Better, and Cold Harvest, which also looks much better.
Cold Harvest looks
sick. It's hard for me to say, like, I want to give this one a fuck yeah when it's already showing me movies that are better than it.
Good point.
And I know that's probably unfair because, you know, it could just turn out that this movie is a 9 out of 10 and those are a 9.5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
But
they
also
could have showed us all the good parts in the trailer.
Right. Exactly.
Of course.
Yeah. Could get duped.
Go.
I don't think that's going to be the case, though, because we do have a 2-minute trailer for Armstrong. And I watched it in advance of seeing the movie, and I told you guys, you know, yeah, we should absolutely watch Armstrong. It looks incredible.
Yeah.
And you guys, you know, kept from watching the trailer before we actually dove in. But they didn't just say, we have 2 minutes worth of watchable movie here and we're going to cut a trailer around it. We were engaged with this movie for, I'd say, at least a good 30 to 45 minutes of it.
Oh, yeah. Easy. Yeah.
So I have my doubts that they've done the same thing with the other trailers on this mm-hmm. this disc. I think they're probably being very honest with their representation of the movie, and that's just nothing but crazy, ridiculous action.
Yep.
Yeah, if the rest are as good as this, I will be so pleased.
For real.
Yep.
That's all I can hope for, dude.
Agreed.
I would also like to see if we can find some earlier than this.
Oh, pre-98?
Like early 90s.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
In the 93, 94 range.
We'll I don't see. Know if any exist, but
yeah.
We'll have to do some homework.
Yeah, we'll look into it, because that's not what we do. We don't look into this stuff. We just react to what we watch.
Right.
Sometimes we'll look into it a little bit. Or sometimes we happen to know stuff.
Also true.
But this we just enjoyed for what it was. Because
it fell into our lap.
Because it fell into our lap, right? Because you go through a pile of stuff, and you pull out a piece of trash. And you're like, you know what? Maybe I like this piece of garbage.
And you spit on it and you give it a shine.
You give it a quick shine and yeah. Then you can see yourself in it, can't you?
You see yourself in that garbage.
It's just a reflection of you in that trash.
And then you say, fuck yes.
They said, yeah.
And you shout to the world, fuck yes.
Yeah, dude.
And that's what we do here. It's therapeutic.
I said, fuck yeah. I feel like an idiot now, but
you kind of are an idiot a little bit about it.
Actually, I changed my mind. You are an idiot.
You were just overexcited.
I was really excited.
Yeah, it doesn't get much higher.
What we do, which is like 5 episodes from now, be like, you know what? I changed my mind about that.
So I know I have a mulligan in there that.
Yeah, you can't change it now, but no, you can reflect on it later.
You have to see and think about what you've done.
Think about what you've done.
Right. Definitely.
All right. So any final thoughts before we wrap up here on our on our comeback tour.
Something that we noticed throughout the movie is that almost every single notable character in this movie, their actor looked like another more famous actor, and it was so distracting. Specifically with our main character Armstrong, we came up with like 8 different people that this guy looked like.
Yes.
And he doesn't quite look exactly like any of them, but he looks like all of them at the same time.
Sometimes.
And
it's very weird.
So, I mean, if you'd like, I can present the list.
I would love to hear the list.
And if you guys want to throw any more on top of this that I may have missed, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
He looks just a little bit
yep.
like all of these actors. He looks like Michael Biehn.
Yes.
He looks like William Zabka.
Mm.
He looks like Dolph Lundgren.
Mm-hmm.
Looks a little bit like Kiefer Sutherland.
Dude, hold on.
Definitely Zabka the most.
Zabka for sure. Kiefer Sutherland, when you first said that, I was like, no fucking way. And then there was like, I don't know, a minute later, there was like a shot of him like on the rafters. And like, he turned around and I was like, that motherfucker. He really looked like Kiefer Sutherland yeah. up there. That's crazy.
Just for a second. He also looks like Sting, the wrestler.
Mm-hmm. Dude, yeah, that flat top and that other movie. Yeah.
Absolutely, dude.
Yeah.
He also looks like Sting, the singer.
Also, yes. While looking like the wrestler.
And finally, when he's wearing those, he's wearing kind of like those very 2000s, like early 2000s-ish, like tiny mirrored sunglasses. He looked like Jeremy Irons in Die Hard 3, like almost exactly. It was so weird.
Yeah.
And like, he was like the worst amalgamation of people because he looked like 8 people, but everyone else also looked like 2 people.
At least.
Like our bad guy ponytail kind of looked like Jared Leto, but also a little bit like Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
A less scummy version of Jared Leto.
Somehow.
And this guy punched a lady in the mouth.
Yeah, somehow.
Like Armstrong's buddy looked kind of like John C. McGinley.
Not quite. And then also like Dudikoff.
Also like Dudikoff. Exactly. Yeah. He was also 2 people. It was almost like the entire movie was AI generated. down to like the way the script was written, the way the action scenes were done. It was like, it kind of felt like someone wasn't really making decisions.
Mm.
Like a computer made all the decisions like a human would, and it got pretty close.
Yeah.
I had some just like silly notes that should have probably gone along with the bear and the fiddle. there was Hey Diddle Diddle. When they're at the opera and he's like trying to assassinate, Ponytail is trying to assassinate the president of Russia. He dips out into the hallway with a weird briefcase and an usher stops him and is like, where are you going? And he's like, cigarette. And the guy's like, what's in that case? And he's like, oh, these are cigarettes. And then he hits him with the case. I was like, wow, that was some really special dialogue. And then, oh, when they're at Susan's husband's funeral, there's like a weird random band of like 25 guys following them around playing like
mafia music.
Oddly like mafioso like funeral march, and they're all just like slowly walking behind them looking sinister.
It's like the saddest brass section waltzing down the street.
It was really weird. I was like, why do I feel like they're like mocking them?
I know, I did request that for my funeral.
And then there's one part where Armstrong is in a car and he tries to like stuff an AK-47 in his jacket, like in his jacket pocket. It looks like,
we're just like,
that's not going to fit, bro.
And then he puts a second one in his other side of his jacket, which also doesn't look great.
He was like genuinely trying. We were like, what are you thinking?
Greg, any final thoughts?
I think you guys nailed all the final thoughts that I had.
Had all those final thoughts?
Well, not that.
But just like those last hanging bits.
The final thoughts that we had talked about already.
Yeah.
You guys talked about already. I really like the guy getting hit with the cigarette briefcase.
That's so stupid.
It was really stupid. But then we start laughing at that. When that guy wakes up, he's going to be like, dude, there's no fucking way there was cigarettes in that suitcase. Knocked him like out cold.
Those were not cigarettes, man.
No way.
You can tell we're such oldies now because we're like, don't you dare ruin this beautiful opera with like a bomb or something.
Yeah, idiots up to, dude.
Yeah,
this guy's about to cause a muck.
We're so oldies. We're worried about amucks.
Amucks.
Amucks at the opera?
Yeah. That's actually, I'd like to watch that. can we make that?
Yes.
All right.
It's hot as hell in here.
We're cooking. And there's a giant AC staring at us that we can't put on because of the audio.
Oh.
Would it do much, though?
Oh yeah, that would be quick.
Are you sure?
Pop. Yeah.
Oh wait, pop like shut it off.
Wait. Oh no, it would ruin the audio.
Oh.
Yeah, for sure.
Just the sound of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, for sure.
Loud boy, dude.
Oh, it's an AC. What the fuck do you think is going on here? Give me the quietest AC you have, dude. I'll hear it.
We're not rich. We don't have central air.
We get a loud boy. Dude, my central air sounds like a fucking 18-wheeler coming down the fucking side street, dude. So that's probably why I'm like, oh, dude, this thing? Dude.
Yeah, this is our new location, right? So, you know, last time we were on the second floor of an apartment. Now we're on the second floor of our house. So
sick. Wild, dude.
Yeah. So
and...
great.
I didn't even have a place back then, I don't think.
Yeah, that's right. You were living where again? The streets? I don't remember. You didn't have a place to live?
I was with like family, but that doesn't count because that sucks, dude.
Yeah. I know how much you hate families. You talk about it all the time.
I fucking can't stand families, dude. Yeah, and
can't stand Fast and Furious.
But now I have...
Yeah, seriously.
Now
Olive Garden, fuck that place, dude.
Now I have my own place, dude. So a lot of shit has changed, dude.
Yeah, dude. We're growing up. No one heard you last time, but we'll post that one before this one.
Yeah, right. Right,
and then we'll post this one, or should we do it the other way around? Post this one,
right, dude?
And then we'll figure it out.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out. I don't have to figure it out with you guys. I'll just figure it out.
Let's just not put up the pretense like we think about what we're doing.
That's true. It just happens. But
we kind of made the decision to record this
this afternoon,
about 6 hours ago.
Yeah, this afternoon. We're like, we should do it, huh?
5 years ago, we just got busy.
Yeah,
we finally have some time now. Man.
Yeah, dude, I finally carved out a little fractional fragment of time.
Who knows how often we'll get it, but every moment will be sweet.
But we got it. And you've been listening to Second Class Cinema. If you'd like more information, visit us on Facebook, facebook.com/secondclasscinema. And
you can read our 5-year-old post.
I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to say that stuff.
So you have to.
I'm not gonna.
Just
I don't have to. Well, I mean, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and we're not on TikTok, but maybe we should be. I don't know.
Let's get this thing going, dude.
Yeah, I mean, right now we're
if you're alive in 2023, you know how to fucking find anything.
Exactly, right? When we were doing this before, it wasn't as easy. We had to actually like tell people where we were. But guess where? We're on Spotify. So that's the end all be all. We're on iTunes and Spotify. So that's right. We've been on Spotify for a long time. I don't know how we got there. but
we made it.
But we made it. So we don't make any money on it.
No.
Jesus. I wouldn't think we would.
I mean, I would love to just
not that we've never attempted to make any money doing it.
No,
I don't think
we
deserve
which is why
money.
We play it so that's why we play it so fast and loose.
I don't know.
I mean, I was hoping we'd maybe eventually get $10, but
in an envelope.
Ever
in an envelope.
But they don't know where we live.
That's why our five fans love us. Our devil may care attitude.
Yeah.
That's us. But it's nice. Nice to do it again.
It is, dude.
Hopefully this audio, when I hit play, writes to the device and we have it. Because for some reason, I have a feeling in my stomach. Because the microphones weren't working, like something bad's going to happen. But hopefully it doesn't.
Hopefully it doesn't,
and
dude.
Hopefully it didn't.
And hopefully this is the first of many new episodes.
Of many.
Either way, it was lovely being here with you
all. Of many, dude.
All right. That's that.